Geek Radio Daily, all the geek without the wait for Friday, December 11th, 2009. Hello. And sort of goodbye. Yeah. Isn't that kind of weird?
We'll miss you. But we're not going away forever.
Right off the bat that next week you're going to have different folks. The Flintstress and I, we will see you again next year. But, I'm sorry. Who is here? Yes, Flintstress?
Me and the Hooker went back.
The Hooker and
always keeping things
grammatically
right.
Grammatically correct.
And I'm going out to, shoot a little spy action because I'm Billy Flynn.
Rex Dart, Eskimo Spy.
For the holidays, yes,
nice.
Indeed. So, you'll be taken care of next week. Thanks for being here for the entire year. We'll miss you so much. And don't send a fruitcake because no one's going to eat it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, you'll still have the Bruce and maybe even a special guest.
Exactly. On this date, December 11th, 1901, Guglielmo Marconi sent the first transatlantic radio signal from Cornwall to Newfoundland.
I never knew his first name was Guglielmo.
Yes, Guglielmo.
In 1936, England's King Edward VIII abdicated the throne so he could marry Wallace Simpson, an American citizen.
His heart will go on. 1972, I jumped way on up there. Apollo 17 became the sixth mission to land on the moon because it was cheaper to travel in.
Nice. I went back to 1946. The United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, aka UNICEF, was established.
Oh. In 1975, legislation for voluntary conversion to the metric system in the United States within 10 years was passed by Congress, and we all see how well that worked.
Yeah, right?
That's you.
I said
really?
I
thought you had four.
You took mine.
Oh, well, fine. In 1990, Ivana Trump was divorced from Donald Trump because it was an incredibly slow news day. And on this date in 1991, the USSR was dissolved after 74 years. Frickin' first Ivana and Donald, and now this. What the hell is going on?
Day for breakups.
I guess so. Birthdays?
Birthdays I have most deaf is 36. He's been in a lot of things, the Italian Job, and he was in A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's true. And you know what you skipped? You skipped Ryder Strong. Ryder Strong, aside from having the best porn name for someone not working in the business, is 30 years old. He was Chick on Pepper Dennis. He's Brick Flag on Kim Possible. Sean Hunter on Boy Meets World. You watched Boy Meets World.
No.
You had to, really?
Maybe like one episode.
Okay.
Topanga?
And Topanga, Corey, all them.
Okay.
But he's also the almost hero from Cabin Fever, Eli Roth's wonderful little horror movie.
Oh, okay. Next on my list, I have Gary Dorden. He's 43. He's Warwick on CSI and Shaza Zulu.
On a different world.
I loved that little show.
Ben Browder's 47. Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Mitchell, Stargate SG-1. And, of course, John Crichton on Farscape.
Yeah.
And
Mom, Shirley, is a big Ben Browder fan.
So I hear.
Yeah. Nikki Six, rock, is 51. Oh, my God. 51.
Wow. Okay. Bess Armstrong, 56. Patty Chase on My So-Called Life.
Okay. I liked that little show. Terry Garr is 62.
Oh, Terry Garr. She was in Close Encounters. She was on Laugh-In, Mr. Mom, all that good stuff.
Lots of good
Linda Day George, 65. That's Lisa Casey on Mission Impossible, the TV show.
Most boring senator to ever run for office. No, just kidding. John Kerry is 66.
All right, fine. No longer with us, but Ron Kerry. This was his birthday, 1935. Best known for being Officer Carl Levin on Barney Miller, which was just a fun damn show. I really like some Barney Miller.
Okay.
Where's the TV movie reunion thing of that, huh? Yeah, no, I doubt they're going to be showing that.
Well, on CBS, they have a new thing. It's called Yes, Virginia. So it's not Yes, Virginia. There is a Santa Claus, but I guess something new. I don't even know. It sounds weird. Followed by, the Big Bang Theory, Medium, and Numbers.
Oh, Big Bang. Okay, showing up on Friday. Why not? ABC says, oh, yeah, we'll watch Super Nanny and Ugly Betty.
Super Nanny.
They're new.
Wow.
Ooh, so. 2020.
ABC brings us Law & Order. Followed by Dateline NBC and Jay Leno Show.
Yeah, Jay Leno can go bite. Fox has got 2 more hours of Dollhouse, which is really 2 separate episodes, but they're burning them off since it's canceled. What you gonna do?
Well, it's better than watching reruns of Smallville, even though Oliver Queen might be in this episode a lot.
The Toy Man one, yeah. Zombie one and the Toy Man one. AMC American Movie Classic showing Santa Claus with John Lithgow and Dudley Moore. It's a horrible movie. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, just not good at all.
Well, it might be better than ABC Family. I need to stop putting those two next to each other.
You do.
The Santa Claus 2.
Oh.
The Claus, C-A-L-U-S-C,
yeah,
the legal one.
Because it's not a sequel to what we just talked about.
No. And Unaccompanied Minors again.
Wow. Okay, they got that one too. Bravo is showing Brokeback Mountain, the incredibly, wonderfully great movie, Brokeback Mountain, which if you don't flip and cry, you just don't have a heart. Sorry.
It's a love story and get over it, people, right?
Yeah, get over it.
FX has Deck the Halls, that one where there's like the competition about how many Christmas lights you can put on your house.
Oh, yeah, okay. History Channel, Animal House, The Inside Story. Okay, it was a frat.
Mm,
Okay.
There you go. Done. Sci-fi is going to do Sanctuary.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Sorry. No, that's okay. And Spike has like a marathon of DEA.
Nice. Cartoon Network, Batman Brave and the Moldy's fighting Kite Man. Because Batman had some lame villains, too.
Okay.
But if you're watching anything, it's on the Hallmark Channel because Santa Claus wants to pass the torch to his reluctant son, who would rather stay in Miami and enjoy the nightlife. Kelsey Grammer, Charles Durning, starring Mr. St. Nick. What the hell one of them's doing the nightlife?
I love the nightlife.
Once again, it's time for Bag Old Mail.
Yes, indeed it is. Let's see. Hi, just heard the Sweekly. Already? Oh, you're quick. And the Bruce's story about the Danish female claiming that Thanksgiving is a Danish holiday. I'm Danish, and we have nothing like Thanksgiving. The supermarkets have tried to introduce it to sell more. But most people are pretty tired of the imported holidays and don't give a damn. They started running Halloween in Denmark a few years ago. That's a random. I've never heard that. Yeah, they started running this Halloween thing. Really,
like a promotion.
You didn't have Halloween before? That's kind
of
sad.
I thought most people had some version of Halloween.
So they started running Halloween in Denmark a few years ago. It still didn't make sense, and the same goes for Valentine's Day. Well, Valentine's Day doesn't make a lot of sense. But to sum up, I think that the lady was just a bit slow and confused and confusing Thanksgiving and Christmas. Just wanted to add my two cents. Thank you for the great show. That's Jesper Kopliv. I really hope I said your name right. Really, I did.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. That's fantastic. All the damn things you know, because Danish, they know dams. Okay. So if you'd like to send a note next week, who knows who's going to read it, but somebody certainly will. If you send some email to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, and Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com. Friday, of course, means we've got to take a look at what's coming out in the movie theaters, and of course, check your geekified news this Friday, December 11th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Scanning the globe for the latest in news and happenings, welcome to the world of tomorrow, today. Dateline, April 6th, 1943.
The bank is on fire!
The bank is on fire!
The bank is on fire!
It seems that Dr. Zhu's minions have struck again. This time, their target was the First Bank of Sapphire, disrupting this once perfect day in the city of tomorrow today. But out of nowhere, our great city's defender of justice appears.
Hey, who's there?
Hey, is there somebody up on the rooftop? Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, it can be.
Quick, get the boss.
Dr. Zhu's men do not seem to be prepared for the presence of Sapphire City's ever-vigilant guardian, Mr. Adventure, while they made the early morning withdrawal. What is this? Mr. Adventure is about to make quick work of Dr. Zhu's men once again. Oh, now, are we about to witness the demise of one of Sapphire City's youngest?
Hey, help me, guys. Shoot over here.
Those brutes are breaking the foundation of that statue by that child. Surely that child will be crushed. Do you want to find out what happens next? Tune in to the amazing Pulp Adventures radio show at pulpadventures.net. to see if Mr. Adventure is able to save that young boy and Sapphire City, the city of tomorrow, today. The Amazing Pulp Adventures radio show. Old time radio, new time tech.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Ian from Battlestar Galactica and Anthrax, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Damn right you are. Geek Radio Daily for Friday, December 11th, 2009. It's all the geek and none of that stupid waiting stuff.
Who likes that? Nothing.
I don't know. I'm trying to. Probably a government bureaucrat. Damn bureaucrats.
The DMV.
Damn thorns.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Some folk will do. Plenty of stuff coming out this weekend, including a movie you've been looking forward to for a long, long time. Huh?
What's that?
Well, The Princess and the Frog. Didn't you hear the silly voice I was doing?
Oh, the sarcasm. Sorry, I didn't pick up on the sarcasm. The Princess and the Frog. Walt Disney presents an animated female twist on the traditional frog prince tale set in New Orleans' French Quarter. It looks really racist.
How is there a twist on the frog and the prince story? How is that a female twist?
Oh, because the girl becomes a frog or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It looks horrible.
The first trailer, every trailer I saw looked a little worse. I don't know what Baron Samedi is doing in the film. I have no idea. I'm going to overinflate your butt. I guess that's completely okay.
The voice acting sounds like Song of the South.
Well, okay. No. Song of the South had more dignity than what I've heard in these movie trailers. I'm just saying. Well, I'm just saying you can make this, but you're going to give me a hard time over Song of the South.
Yeah. The other movie that's opening in wide release is Invictus.
Here we go.
The one Morgan Freeman stars as Nelson Mandela in the true story of how the South African underdog rugby team united a nation.
Who knew South Africa had a rugby team? You know?
Well, yeah.
If you follow rugby and soccer and other of the lesser tier sports, then yeah, you would know. Oh, sorry.
Suck it. Sorry. That was Billy Flynn at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Opening and limited release. If you happen to be anywhere near where you can see The Lovely Bones, by all means, go see Peter Jackson directing the story of Susie Salmon, a murdered girl who watches over her family and her killer from heaven. It's
That's generous.
It will, you know, because it's in heaven. You know, turning the other cheek, forgiving. That's something.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's good for everybody.
Also, limited.
Oh no, pants. There's limited release. What?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
I didn't know there was another one.
Broken Embraces. Penelope Cruz stars in a four-way tale of dangerous love.
It's like a 1950s film noir. Film noir four ways. Outstanding. Thank you, Hollywood.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Kids like vampires.
They do?
Apparently kids like vampires named Angel. It only makes sense that kids will like angels. Disney has optioned the rights to Fallen, a young adult novel by Lauren Kate that features angels. The book, released this week by Delacorte Books for Young Readers, is part of a four-part series, all of which are included in the deal, blah, blah, blah. It considers around an alienated girl torn between two charismatic young men, unaware that they're fallen angels who have battled over her for centuries. So you think vampires loving you is cool? What about people that used to be angels? Won't that be awesome and sparkly?
Wow. I think the right, the conservative right is going to have a problem with that in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
I don't know. In video game news, BioWare has revealed the voice cast for Mass Effect 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
A lot of returning voice actors and some new ones as well. The biggest addition, Martin Sheen as the elusive man, that's already kind of come out. But he's just the tip of the iceberg. They've also pulled in talent from like television and movie properties. Okay. We've got Trisha Helfer and Michael Hogan from Battlestar Galactica.
Frackin' A, we do.
Yep. From NBC's Chuck comes Yvonne Strahovski.
It's coming from the frackin' ship.
Joined by her co-star Adam Baldwin, better known as Jane from Firefly.
Okay, yes.
And Marina Sirtis.
Marina Sirtis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Council
from Star
Troy.
Trek Next Generation, yeah. Right? And Worf, Michael Dorn.
Michael Dorn, whose birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yeah. The Matrix's Carrie Ann Moss.
Hey, now.
I know. She's going to be a crime lord.
Oh.
Who rules the planet Omega.
She can rule.
And Emmy Award-winning House of Saddam star. Well, I'm not even going to try this one.
Go for it.
Sure. Agdalu will play the...
Guglielmo Marconi is going to.
Yeah, and returning cast members like Seth Green, who had some of the game's best lines, is Normandy Pilot Joker, and the Chronicle of Riddick's Keith David, returning as Admiral David Anderson. So it looks like they've got a bunch of people involved in this project.
But where's David Cross, damn it? So we've talked before that Batman, even though Bruce Wayne is dead currently, even though he's not, is coming back to comics soon. In fact, that's going to be April of 2010. But before that happens, Bruce Wayne is lost in time. No!
What?
The world's greatest detective facing a big, tough mystery. He's lost in the time stream. Believed dead by his friends, Bruce Wayne must use every bit of his intelligence, every ounce of strength, and blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Anyway, at one point in time, he gets to be a pirate, which for those of us that read the 1994 Elseworld annuals, we've already seen Batman as a pirate and didn't have him stuck in time to do it. So if you'd like to see some Elseworlds that aren't Elseworlds for Bruce Wayne, they're doing that by having him go through the time stream to catch up to modern day.
I'd go for it if he ran into a certain Time Lord.
Oh, hey now. But I doubt that happens.
Right. Okay, this one just blew my mind when I saw this news story. Are you ready for zombie pigs?
What the hell?
Yeah, actually, it's coming from the military.
Scrapple. Of course.
Coming from the military. And it's actually coming from the Defense Department on the battlefield,
okay,
when soldiers are injured.
Right.
There's a critical short amount of time where they need to get medical attention before they die or lose too much blood or anything like that. And it's really hard to do when they're in a combat zone. So they're working on two different projects to develop techniques to keep them alive longer so that they can then get medical treatment. And how it works is there's two different ones. We share an enzyme with squirrels.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking for... Hold on.
Pigs and squirrels.
A pancreatic enzyme that we share with squirrels who can, like,
essentially hibernate for long periods of time. Okay. And if we could induce that type of process and then transport the injured soldiers,
the zombie pigs will save
us. They can do that. But there's also another one where at the Cancer Research Center, they're using nematode worms to test how hydrogen sulfide could block the body's ability to use oxygen, which creates kind of a suspended animation where the heart stops beating and the wounds don't bleed. And they've gotten this to work with rats. After removing 60% of their blood, they keep the critters alive, you know, something like 10 hours afterwards. So the next step is they're going to try it on pigs, because pigs are the most similar with cardiovascular systems and other systems to humans. And that's what's actually coming. So they're trying to keep the animals as close to death as possible and then...
Wow, and nothing can go wrong with that. So, you don't F with Catwoman. Hells no, you don't. Julie Newmar back in 2008 had about $25,000 worth of jewelry stole from her house. Well, you know what? She's 76 years old, and she caught the thief.
Of course she did.
She discovered the items for sale on eBay.
Technology
and called the police, and the police have went on to apprehend the man named Robert Oriel, who as of so far has declined to come forth and say that yes, he actually did it. But dude, Catwoman's on your trail. It's over, brother. It's over. Wait a minute. How do I Geek Radio Daily? Yeah, you have a fantastic flipping Christmas and New Year. Someone will be here next week. They promised me. I don't know who, but you have fun with that. And go stop by iTunes and write reviews and subscribe and stuff. GRD license, the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Send some email to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce and Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. God, that's hot.
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, all right?
Every time you hear a bell rings, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
Help me, Clarence, please. I want to live again.
Your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What the... My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Doo-doo pedals. Doo-doo. There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Good idea, Ernie. A toast. To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.